Dear friends, good morning. And I think it's still in order to say Happy New Year to you. Thank you. Some of us are still out of town, and others of us have stayed home today because of issues of the weather. And a good group of us is here, and that is good. And thank you for being among the gathered congregation today. And we look forward to others joining us in however long it takes. As always, there is an insert in your bulletin that gives word of upcoming opportunities. I will single none of them out in any detail, but notice there are ways that you can serve, ways that you can learn, ways that you can make new friends or deepen older friendships. I draw your attention especially to word about shared suppers coming up next weekend, to words about our warming shelter coming up very soon, and other good reading is there. Friends, we are gathered for the worship of the living God. We do not do this lightly, but enter with full and expectant hearts to offer all that is in us, our confession, our praise, our need for purpose. Let us then with all our hearts enter into the worship of God.
Please stand for the invocation. Creator God of all that is good, You call us together to be your people. Help us to trust and follow you, to love one another as we begin this new year. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Belongs to God.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
The voice of God is powerful. The voice of God is full of majesty.
God is enthroned in His power forever.
May God give us to us. May God bless us with peace.
Reading now from the first chapter of the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light, and God saw that it was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness God called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together, God called seas, and God saw that it was good. The word of the Lord.
Please pray with me. God of new beginnings, it is good to be in your presence. It is good to be with one another, and it is good to have new beginnings. With hope, we look forward to all you have in store for us, for others, and for the world. Draw us closer to you that we may hear your voice. Your voice that invites us to be our best selves. We long to be in tune with you. Empower us to be beacons of your light and channels of your peace. We, as your followers, are committed to your hope for the world. May justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a stream. We pray for our local, national, and world leaders that they will respect the dignity of every human being and fight for justice for all. Organize us to be a voice, a united, informed, and loud voice for your love in the world. We give thanks now for your tender care as we pray for those who are in need of healing, forgiveness, a renewed spirit, or a second chance. We pray for those with no place to stay during these frigid days. We pray for those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit. We pray for those close to us by name. For Juanita Dieterle, Pat Hubel, Iris Martin, Peter Mortensen, Robert Simpson, Dottie Kessler, Robert L., Dana Rogers, Will Healy, Mike, Barb, Valerie, David, Matt, Claudio, Milana, for Nancy, for Nancy Rushton, for Kim and Jason Weaver, for Janet Sanuski and Bob Ruffino, for John Wallace, the Jones family, for both our pastors, for Stephanie James and the Estes family. We lift now those to you silently who are on our hearts. Creator of the waters, create in us something new and good. We ask these things in the name of your Son. Amen.
I invite you to stand for the reading of the Gospel. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The word of the Lord. I invite the children to come to the front for a time as children.
Friends, it's good to see you. Over Christmas, I got to visit, my family got to visit with my nephew. His name is Lucas, and he is a year and a half old. And he is in a really fun stage, because no matter what you do, he does it right back to you. So if you cover your eyes and you play peekaboo with him, he cannot wait to do it back. And he does this thing where he like just throws his hands up at his face like this. It's very cute. And then if you look at him and you say, "Lucas, besos," then oh, he can't help it but to right back at you. A very fun stage. And what he does makes me think about our new song that we're going to sing as we come up for time as children. We have a new one today. Oh, how I love Jesus. This is how it goes. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus because he first loved me. So I want you to imagine that you are a year and a half. Can you pretend? Okay, you're in a year and a half, and somebody says, "Oh, I love you," and you can't help but to love them back. It's like playing peekaboo, but it's with love. Jesus loves you. That's why we love Jesus. So we're going to sing the song. We're going to practice it a couple of times with Shanae, and I'll show you some motions, too, for the words as we sing, thinking about Jesus loving us first, and we can't help but to love Jesus back. So let's sing that together. Song as we come forward for time as children for the next 6 weeks or so, thinking about how Jesus loved us first and we can't help but to love him back. Amen. You may go have walking feet, is what I'm meaning to say. You may use your walking feet out for Sunday school.
us pray. O God, let the words of my mouth and let the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, this is the morning of the first day of the first full week of a brand new year. So why not listen to the first words of the first page of the Bible's first book, which happens to be in the beginning. Then goes on, hear it again. God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God brooded over the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that it was good. Such beautiful words, and they are not a science report. Never meant to be heard as an account of fact. In our sense of fact, this is a song. A song of deep, deep truth about the world, about us, and about the creating ways of God. It has no place in textbooks, but neither is it false. It's a song of magnificent understanding. And this is what it imagines first: a fathomless expanse of water in pitch black darkness, the deeps. The story doesn't begin with nothingness. It begins with a world unlit, completely covered by deep water, void of any life, and all in total darkness. This is not a song of nothing at all. It is a song of the absence of meaning, absence of boundary, order, absence of anything alive, and a song of the Spirit of God in this darkness hovering over the deeps. That verb in Hebrew is used elsewhere for a bird hovering in the air, as a mother bird broods, hovers over her young. Here above the formless void in utter darkness is a presence, a brooding love. This is the beginning of the best of news. And there is a voice, God's own voice, breaking through infinite silence. Let there be light. And there it was, light. And all it took was a word from that voice. Did you know that other ancient civilizations also had creation stories? A great many of them featuring a process by which a god made the world, by physical action, specifically, very often by killing some gigantic someone and taking the body parts to make all that is. In our song of creation, God speaks. That's all. And in the darkness, there is light made by the Word. James Weldon Johnson, In his book, God's Trombones described it as something even a little less than a word, like this. And God stepped out on space, and he looked around and said, "I'm lonely, I will make me a world." And as far as the eye of God could see, darkness covered everything. Then God smiled, and the light broke. And the darkness rolled up on one side, and the light stood shining on the other. And God said, "That's good." And it just so happens that that final word turns out to be the refrain of this first song of creation in Genesis. After each day's creative work, after God speaks into being the land, the sun and moon, the fish and the birds and all the animals, there is this chorus every single time, and God saw it was good. Then after human beings are made, at the last, the refrain gets an extra word. God saw it was very good. The Hebrew just says it was good, good. Or in another translation, it was good. And that goodness is not because God took away every scary thing. In this story, God does not eliminate darkness, but divides it from day so that light and dark both have a place. Nor does God do away with dangerous water, but draws it back so that land and sea are both in their place. And then from all this, light and dark and sea and land, there are these great profusions of all manner of life springing forth, including you and me. And it's good, 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 and very good. Now, take the world as we experience it now and set it beside God's first song over the world. Very good rings mighty hollow. No need to go through the litany of all that's cruel and unfair and ugly and pure madness in our time. No need either to pretend that we're not part of it. So we may find that the glad Bible song saddens us, for it would mean that a world very good is what we have poisoned and desecrated and made the scene of our crimes against others, against ourselves, against the Creator. Can it be good again? Look around you. Can it be good ever again? Or in Frederick Buechner's words, does the Spirit of God move over the face of the turbulent waters of our age? Is the God who created us brooding over our darkness? With such questions in mind, I'd love to show you another scene. A scene of Jesus on the day of his emerging at last into public view, which is to say, in the beginning. And on that first day, The first thing he does is go to the waters. Others are there, bringing their sins to that river, all wanting to be washing their sins into it and to be recreated. Jesus wades into it until the water surrounds him. He lets himself be taken hold of by the man called John, who lays him back until the muddy waters have covered his face into that darkness, then pulls him back up, dripping in the light. And then, there in the sky, a dove descending, hovering over the waters again. And again a voice, a glad voice. You are my son, my beloved. In you I am well pleased. It is a story of Jesus uniquely not like our own, where he is God's son to a degree, and a likeness that you and I, even as daughters and sons of God, are not. And his entry into those waters point forward to experiences of darkness and depth and the madness of this world that you and I will not have to bear. His baptism story is his, and yet, powerfully, beautifully, our story too, and for us, it is God in Christ who has made it so. You have a beginning. You have many beginnings. In the beginning that was your birth into this world, in the beginning that was your baptism, if you received it, in the beginning that was beyond time when God first dreamed us all, and in the beginning that is this very day, in it all the Spirit hovered over you and is over you now. No matter the dark and the depths that we may feel ourselves in, love is brooding over us to create newness, hope, strength, forgiveness, purpose. And the voice over you says, you are my beloved, my own child. Live your life into my good pleasure in you. For my creating love has spoken over you. Good. Good. Very good. I have a very young friend named Piper. And yesterday was the 5th anniversary of her baptism. You know what she did? She treated it like her birthday. Threw a birthday party with her dolls. And later that day, all the family ate cake to celebrate her beginning. The beginning that is the embracing of the love of Christ to be lived. And God said, over the party with the dolls, and over the cake with family, and over the beginning, and over that day, and over all days to come, this is good. You are my beloved child. That is the truth, spoken also over you and me, over us all. You are my beloved. It is the first word. It is the defining word. It is the word that the love of God bends and hovers to make finally and perfectly true. To know this and to live a life following in the way of the one who in that river knew himself to be the beloved, that is to live a life with countless reasons for celebration and for joining in the refrain. This is very good. Amen. It is also God's good pleasure always when God's own children will give of themselves in whatever way is ours to do. And this is the time of making such an offering of who we are, what we can yet become, and of what is ours to give. Christ invites everyone to this table. Therefore, let us be prepared. Let us make ourselves right. And in the presence of God and each other, confess our sins. Let us pray. Most merciful God, we confess that you have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done. And by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent
For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, which proves God's love to us. In the name of Christ, we are forgiven. Glory to God.
Will you stand?
As forgiven and reconciled children of God, let us offer one another signs of peace and reconciliation. The peace of Christ be with you. God created all things and called them good. God formed us, and we are created in the image of God. When our love failed and we went astray, God's love did not fail. In the fullness of time, God's own beloved walked among us, giving life, and in the end, by his suffering, death and resurrection became the way into a new creation of life. By that gift, God has created you, the church, to be faithful in this living, now and always. To the glory of God, we are sanctified and set free and called to live in the way of this Jesus. On the night when he gave himself for us, he took bread, he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." body of Christ, the bread of heaven. In the same way, after the meal, he took the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "This is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The blood of Christ, the cup of salvation. Let us pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us who are gathered here. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Offering plates are at the door today. Money given today will be used for what we call our fellowship fund. These are funds used for people who come our way in serious need for physical financial help. And you can imagine that in such a season as this, the needs can be serious. Let us give as we are able. Would you stand now for our hymn of fellowship? Dear friends, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May God's own face shine upon you and give you every grace. Grace never to sell yourself short. Grace to give something big for something good. Grace to know that the world is now too small for anything but love and too dangerous for anything but truth. So may Christ take your minds and think through them. May Christ take your lips and speak through them. May Christ take your hearts and set them on fire. Amen.